Welcome to this lecture on soft dialectics. I am Monica.
And I am Leikne.
We are both professors at Oslo and Akershus University College of Applied Sciences. Soft dialectics, that is a method that Tone Brattetag and you developed, Leikne. Can you tell us about that?
Yes. It's a method for understanding and handling problematic situations in system development. And it's a combination of techniques from soft systems methodology, as presented by Peter Checkland, and dialectical analysis that, for instance, I have used in my PhD thesis. It is to be used in participatory design to encourage multi-perspective reflection and mutual learning.
Okay, so multiple perspective, that is important in soft dialectics.
Yes, because multi-perspective thinking stimulates creativity, and that is important. And, of course, users know their organization better than designers do, so we need the user's perspective. And different groups of people have different interests and different opinions about computer systems, so that's why different groups should participate in with their own perspective. And also, computer systems are used differently by different groups of people, and organizations change, so then also the perspectives change, and the ways of using computer systems also change. So that is why multi-perspectives are very important.
Okay. But how do you go about then to do soft dialectic analysis?
Well, it has four main activities. First, draw a picture of the situation as rich as convenient. Then, describe relevant perspectives. Then, describe contradictions between the perspectives. And at last, discuss the soft dialectics description with members of the actual organization. Of course, these different activities are not in that fixed
Order,
yes. And they are related to each other. So let's look into the first activity, to draw a rich picture.
I can tell a little bit about that because I know that from other projects. First of all, the typical situation is that you gather together around a large piece of paper, maybe put on a wall or something, and you start then describing a phenomenon or a situation or work situation or study situation with a starting point from your own experience. Me and how I experience and how I see the situation. And we have one example here where it's from some research on foreign students' situation when studying with the use of technology. Here we see how this is drawn up. We see that the students are put in here in the middle, and there are some of the thoughts and ideas for the students to put out in circles around. And you can also see some hearts over there, that is thing they think is nice, and also a building and other things they think about how they find the room, how to work at school versus working at by themselves, and so on.
So this person you see here drawing, is that the student?
Yes, it could be the students. But the experiences from this research is actually that the student, they don't want to draw because they don't feel comfortable about how to draw and doing the right things. So in many of these data we have here, here, the drawings have been performed by the researcher. And then, after doing this practical work with a large piece of paper, it's nice then to draw the situation up a little bit cleaner, nicer, so we can read it and understand it and use it as an input to understand the situation or the phenomenon we are describing.
Yes, and here you can see some of the symbols that you talked about in the other picture.
Yes, it's interesting because there are some hearts, for instance, down here. The students say something about whether that it would like to meet at school to work with the schoolwork rather than doing it electronically. Mm. Over there, there's a heart saying something that they like to use Lingua more than Google Translate to translate textbooks or what they read. And it's interesting, a little bit of a brick wall over there. Mm. And that is because they like the buildings of Oslo University College. And then we also see the circles. That is the main worries of the students when studying in Norway with new language and technology.
So this picture in a way sums up the group discussion then?
Yes.
Yeah.
It does. But this picture, like, that is quite different.
Yes. As mentioned, there are no fixed symbols or fixed language in rich pictures. And this picture actually describes the healthcare system of a urban neighborhood. And it worked in the project as a basis for discussion.
But what about this then?
This is actually the same project. Mm. It is an urban neighborhood. And here you can see the focus on the organization. You see the draw lines around the organization. You see the goals here, like goal-based management, and you see these lines here with which are not, they
Doctor,
are
yeah.
yes, they are representing conflicts.
Okay. So, but this last one then, what about that?
This describes a governmental office, and this picture is also focused on organization and on conflicts and different perspectives. Mm. You can see the blue ones here, they represent perspectives. Mm. And this monocular on your side, that represent or symbolize the governmental surveillance of the office. Mm. And the red lines with the
crossing swords.
That is conflicts. Mm. But remark the different perspectives there. Mm. That is typical for this picture.
Mm. So that brings us to the next activity. That is about describing different perspectives. Mm. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yes, it's sort of the same thing that I talked about, the different multi-perspective reflection is an important part of the method. And if we go to a school, for instance, you can see the school from a teacher perspective or from a teaching perspective. Mm. You can see it from a learning perspective. Mm. You can see it from an administration perspective, from a discipline perspective. You can look at it through the eyes of effectiveness or efficiency. You can see it from the pupil's point of view, from a learner perspective, from a parent perspective, or from a mathematics perspective, or assessment perspective, and so on and so forth. Mm.
So that is probably what then is highlighted here in these blue bubbles.
Yes, these are the perspectives from the governmental office that we saw the rich pictures from, that are extracted from that picture and also elaborated a little bit. Mm. So here you can maybe also see the conflicts between the different perspectives.
And that brings us over to the next activity, namely that of describing contradictions.
Yes.
Because that is what you're looking for in soft dialectics.
Yes, that's true. And that comes from the dialectical analysis, where contradictions are seen as the driving forces for change. Mm. And identifying contradictions is seen as crucial. Mm. And if we go back to the school example again, we can see contradiction between, for instance, teaching and assessment, where to put your emphasis. Mm. You can see a contradiction between teaching and administration, or pedagogy and effectiveness, or sharing versus privacy, just to look at some examples. And this is, of course, leading directly to the last activity, which is discuss the soft dialectics description with members of the actual organization.
Okay, and that is probably the most important work. Yeah. So, this likely concludes our lecture on soft dialectics. Mm-hmm.